Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. California musician Ayla Nerio is in Paonia this weekend to perform several shows and teach a songwriting workshop. Ayla's music is a combination of prayerful circle songs, mantra, roots music, ancient beats, and folktronica. She's a favorite at Colorado's Arise Festival and participates in a variety of movements involving sustainable agriculture and community gardens. She sat down with KVNF's Jackson Bookout, a recent graduate of KVNF's youth radio camp, to talk about everything from homeschooling to her feelings about competitive sports. Stay tuned for that interview, but first here's a song from Ayla Nerio. The title is Drive-By Fires.
Keeping the inside tight like a bird in fright, afraid to let go and lowly go, let it go, let it go, 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 go. Said the light before me and wave, said the siren's plaintive cry, and looks at the smoke. Look, I am sudden, ruthless, and hurriedly burning you. And the people are scrambling for their lives, and the people are scrambling for their lives. And the people were scrambling for their lives. And the drive-by fires, and the drive-by fires brought water to my eyes.
Mrs. Jackson book out. That was the song Drive by Fires by Alien Area. I spoke to her earlier today in an interview, and we had a lot of fun. My first question is, where were you born?
I was born in Windsor, California, which is in Sonoma County.
How many siblings do you have? What are their names? And did you get along when you were kids?
I have actually three siblings. Two of them are half siblings, technically, and they're a lot older than me. They're 15 and 16 years older than me. But then my younger brother, David, is a year and a half, almost 2 years younger than me. And he and I were both unschooled by our parents. We were homeschooled. And we were best friends, and we're still really, really, really good friends. And he actually recently moved to the land I live on, so we're landmates now.
Cool.
And his name's David. And my older siblings are named Falcon and Heather.
Cool. What was your childhood like?
Well, it was really awesome. Because of being homeschooled, we got to learn through nature a lot, and there were a lot of kids that homeschooled with us, and so we would go on these field trips to the Lawrence Hall of Science and these different museums and science fairs and different things, and we would go traveling. Because we weren't in the school system, we could take trips to the Grand Canyon and different places, and we would learn history that way, and we would learn writing that way, and so I got to choose a lot about what I wanted to learn. It wasn't like the school was telling me what I needed to learn. It was that I got to choose it a lot of the time. So I really loved my whole childhood.
What was your neighborhood like?
My neighborhood, I lived out in the country. So it's kind of actually a little bit like this area. Just my backyard was these acres of hills that we would go play in and have imaginary games and just kind of have our adventures, and we didn't need to be watched by adults ever. And so that was nice. And it was less of, it wasn't like a suburb, like a neighborhood of houses close together. It was really spread out, so we had to drive to visit friends, but I liked it that way because I love being out in the hills and in the forests.
What kind of music did you listen to when you were younger?
My parents have really awesome music taste, and they had a record collection that was like, would have covered that whole wall. It was really awesome. Just tons of music. And they listened to a lot of like Bob Dylan and Cat Stevens and Joni Mitchell and Neil Young. And so I listened to a lot of that. And then I became obsessed with the Beatles and ABBA when I was 12, and that was my favorite music for a while. And then I really also liked classical music, which was kind of maybe not normal. It wasn't really normal among my friends to like classical music, but I just really liked the kind of just all the piano and symphony sounds. And then when I was 12, I also became obsessed with Star Wars. And so I would listen to the soundtrack, the Star Wars soundtrack, over and over. John Williams is the composer, and I just loved that. So I think that probably goes into my music somewhere. ABBA and Star Wars.
Why did you decide to have a singing career?
Well, I actually didn't decide it necessarily. It was that I was in college, and songs started kind of just coming through. And I had learned guitar, and I was singing some, but then it was this new experience of songs being, you know, it was like I suddenly could write songs. And then my friends that I was living with in college, this house that I lived in, a co-op, they were all asking me, please, Ayla, will you sing again? Will you sing now? And they would have different events, and they'd be like, will you sing? Will you sing? And I was so shy to sing. And so it was right before graduation when all of that was happening, and I was getting this kind of response to the songs, and I didn't know what I wanted to be after college, so I just decided to try and do music. But I don't think I ever really decided to have a music career until a few years later. There was a moment when I took a little tour up doing house concerts along the West Coast. This was probably 5 years ago. And there was this moment where it felt like the universe was like, you can either do side jobs or you can commit to doing this. And so I was like, all right, I'm in. And so I made a lot of choices that were just like going for it after that. But in the early days, it was more just me responding to people asking for the music. Yeah.
What is your favorite song that you have written so far?
Whoa, that's so hard. I don't know if I have a favorite song because they're all so different. But it changes because the ones that are newer, they're younger. I'm still getting to know them in a way. And so I really like Whispers. It's a tree song, and there's so much tree in me that I'm really grateful that song came through kind of magically too. It felt like it really just came quickly and mm-hmm. like the trees were saying something to me. And so I really like singing that song. But then I don't know, there's other ones that are so fun to sing live. And then there's other ones. It kind of changes over time, but maybe that's one of my favorites right now.
This is the song Whispers by Alien Aereo.
Pine, I am calling to you, aspen. I am singing to you, redwood. Hear this song. Birch bark, weeping willow, dogwood, blooming moonlight, cedar, let it fall far away, oak, you bore my body, bay, I bade you open these vessels to receive your whisper. Breath keepers, givers of life to these lungs, may I open my ears and surrender. What will you tell me? How can I tend you? How can I tend to the ones who pour life through these lungs? Receive your whispers, tender years of life to these lungs. May I open my ears and surrender. What will you tell us? How can we tend you? How can we tend to the ones who pour life through these lungs?
The song Whispers by Ayla and Ariel. This is Jackson Bookout, I spoke with Ayla and Ariel earlier today. My favorite song on the Code of Flowers album is Seeds. What inspired you to write that song?
Ooh, cool. That song came because there was this movement that happened in... Well, all over the country, there was this big Occupy movement that happened years ago. And it evolved in the North Berkeley area to this movement that happened with a farm. It was a local agricultural area that was owned by the university. And it was supposed to be agriculture. And the university wanted to build like a supermarket and condos and a baseball field and different things on there. And it was supposed to be for farming. And so the people occupied the land. And 2,000 people came out and they started planting a garden there. And the university, they cut off their water supply and they had police out there. And it was this whole journey. And in the end, they kept moving towards it. They kept going to meetings. They kept trying. And finally, they got a 10-year agreement to farm on this land. And so it's a really inspiring story. And so this film director made a film about it. Called Occupy the Farm, and he wrote to me asking if I would write a song for the film. And so Seeds was the song that came when I was watching all the footage of this film, and I went away for 3 days and just watched the film and really got into it, and that song came from that. So it's really, and this land, the cool thing is that this land is where we've gone back and done like 3 different action days now for different shows in that area. So we went and did the action day, and I got to sing the song before it was recorded on the land, and then went back and sang it again, and everyone sang along, and it's just like a really nice full circle feeling with that one, just the vision of that they actually succeeded, you know, that they worked so hard and actually were able to protect the land, and now they're feeding people for free. They feed low-income families with that food. It's really inspiring.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We're going to hear the song Seeds by Ayla and Ariel.
My brother lives in a jungle concrete, like a belly gonna rumbling, only wants a taste of the sky. Wind and fire setting the seeds for the son of his son, come with him one day to come. My sister, her hands are raised, for the stakes are high and she knows it. And I'm singing for her vision, singing for her vision. This is not mere speech. All we seek is here where we stand and shape as play, turning tides dug deep and wider still to hold what comes and wider still. Say, we'll never be moved from here. Our lives will live in the seeds we've sown. One day, none shall be in prison for tending the land, for feeding our children. One day, we will cherish the soil, valued more than gold. It's valued more than gold. One day, our hands will raise for the way we walk, how we own it. And I am singing for this vision, singing for this vision. Be moved from here. Our lives will live in the seeds we've sown, calling what's coming clear. Our will is held in the gardens we've grown. It's light from the sun we can give. As rivers meeting can become one. Walk toward the brother, live in a jungle concrete, like a belly gone to rumbling, only wants a taste of the sky. Wind and fire set in the seeds for the son of his son to come with him one day, taste the roots. He was born from passing the story, how all hands came together as one.
And that was the song Seeds by Alien Area. I spoke with her earlier today. If you could pick any other career, what would it be?
You know, you're like second or third person that's asked me that as an interview question in the past couple of weeks. I wonder what's going on. I think filmmaker. I really, when I fell in love with Star Wars, I also fell in love with making videos. And the first summer after that, all my friends came over a few days, like once a week for the whole summer, and we like made a Star Wars movie and everyone was a different character. And then the next summer I wrote my own story and we did that. But I've made movies for a really long time and I've been making them again for music videos more recently. And I just love it. I get this feeling when it's happening where I'm just like, I love this so much. So I think probably films. But I don't know if I could ever stop making music.
What is your advice to a kid growing up in a small town?
I think my advice would be to just really follow your heart in whatever way. And for some kids that might be harder because who knows what their parents are telling them or who knows what's around them. But to really, in whatever way is possible for their life, to really try and go towards what is their joy and what really inspires them. And even if it's squeezing it in to little moments here and there, to try and go towards it. Because I feel like when we go towards that thing that we love more than anything, the universe starts giving us gifts to help us.
I feel like every musician that I've interviewed so far has told me that.
Yeah.
I think, like, besides Lafa Taylor, I think.
What did he say?
Something
different.
I don't know what he said. Yeah. What did he say, Mom?
Maybe he said, follow your passion, which is really dope. Well, I think maybe the reason that everyone says that is that it kind of feels like a core thing. And I think, too, maybe as a musician, I've been on a pretty big journey of trying to follow my joy and trying to follow this creative impulse that wants to come through. Whereas maybe my answer would be different if I didn't do that as my career, you know?
Yeah. So,
but yeah, it's an important one.
Oh, I had to ask this question. Do you like soccer?
I saw that question. I love that question. Unfortunately, I don't like soccer. But I did soccer. I did soccer when I was younger, but I didn't like it because I'm not a competitive person at all. So I'm a dancer. But I think that if soccer was just for fun and there were no goals, I might like it more. And we were all on the same team. But then it wouldn't be soccer.
It'd be like...
Kick the ball
kick
around.
The ball. Yeah. What is your favorite part of Paonia so far?
Whoa, the mountains. I'm in love with the mountains that are all around. And driving here this morning from the hill where we were staying, I had been really seeing the mountains all morning, but then driving down into the valley, it's so beautiful just getting to see the rolling hillsides and how people have put their homes and domes and cool structures and farms everywhere. And it feels like a very healthy place, very... at least my impression so far is that it feels very in harmony with the land here. And I love that. It's beautiful.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of Paonia?
My favorite part of Paonia is that it's not a big city that's full of traffic and you can never sleep at night. I love how it's just very spaced out and it's just a small town. That you have a good relationship with everyone in it.
Yeah. Instead of waking up to cars this morning, I woke up to a donkey braying. It was awesome.
She calls out, I love you. I can hear it through the cracks of these doors, of these walls. As it echoes, bounces back. It pries my heart open as the joy does for the children, for the humble hidden deep within this skin. Evolving.
mountain wavering, roots deep and unswaying. Half her voice bounces back, and the rest escapes through the cracks.
You've been listening to an interview with Ayla Nerio. Youth Radio DJ Jackson Bookout spoke with Ayla earlier today. You can catch Ayla Nerio at the Paradise Cedar in Paonia this Friday and at Wiseheart Springs on Saturday. For more information about Ayla and her upcoming events in the area, check out her website at aylanerio.com. That's A-Y-L-A-N-E-R-E-O.com. Thanks for listening to Talkin' Music.